I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think, honestly,
yeah,
about Power Slap?
There's only one reason you would ever bring Power Slap up.
We are live!
All right.
Welcome to an incredible episode of A Kick-Ass Love Story. I am your host, Paige Van Zandt. My beautiful, gorgeous sex pot of a husband is my co-host. And then my baby child, Dennis.
Yep.
Who's really the star of the show. Yeah. And I, you know what? And it's so crazy. Before this, in all the videos, he looks like, I mean, he's asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
But he was playing around and barking and biting people right before this.
Yeah. And now he's so, just
relaxes. This is his happy place.
Yep.
And he brought his monkey in today.
Yeah, he's got his little monkey.
Okay. I wanted to start us off.
Okay.
And this is going to play into something that we were talking about the other day.
Can I tell you one fact really quick?
Is it a fact I already know?
Again? I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. Just because we were talking about it, or we weren't, but I learned it today during training. Okay. This is how weak humans are.
Okay.
In comparison to other living creatures.
Okay.
If to put into comparison, if we had the comparable strength, like body size to an ant, we would have to be able to grip 250 pounds with our teeth and climb up a tree to have the equivalent strength of an ant.
So I actually kind of knew that about ants.
Yeah.
They can lift like a ridiculous times their body weight.
Yeah. We were talking about animals and stuff this morning after training. And
of course you were.
So shout out to Coach Bruno. He's the one who graced me with that.
What's funny is you always go to Bruno's classes in the morning. And it's an hour striking class from 10 to 11.
Yes.
You come home at like noon, 12:30. Because I always know you and Bruno get into the funniest conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Not just me. I also kind of eavesdrop and listen to some of his other conversations with others too. And
you guys said something about
he's a good coach.
What? Oh, friend. You guys were talking about Friends because I'm on a Friends kick again.
Yes,
I've seen every episode, but you know me, I cycle through shows I've already seen before because I think it's either
you've got like four shows.
Either I have depression or I have anxiety something.
No, there I just read something about watching something you're comfortable watching, like to go to sleep. Anyways,
so then you guys were speaking on Friends and you guys said something that I thought was quite shocking, that you believed the women on Friends were all mid as far as attractiveness.
Yeah, I don't want to misquote what he said, but I think he was talking about Jennifer Aniston.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jennifer Aniston is not mid. Yeah. She's hot.
It's just a homely show. There, you know, not a lot of
homely,
not like sex appeal. And
I was really bummed out though because I was watching an episode of Friends last night.
Yeah,
and one of the guys that one of the girls was dating at the time said something about how, you know, older women are blah blah blah, and then he was speaking about a 30-year-old. Like older women.
Yeah.
And then looking back, and I googled how old they were when they started filming Friends.
Yeah.
And they were like all in their early 20s, 25 to like 30
was okay,
they were filming.
Yeah, crazy.
But yeah, funny that you guys had a conversation about the attractiveness or lack thereof
of the Friends cast. Yeah.
I will agree with that on the male side. I wouldn't say that the men in Friends are necessarily my type.
Yeah.
Especially judging the way you look.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. I do. Yeah. I mean, I remember being younger and thinking Jennifer Aniston was hot. And I remember thinking Courtney Cox was kind of hot too.
Well, and the funny thing about that is you go back and watch the Friends episodes now.
Yeah.
They never wore bras. You can literally see their nipples in every episode.
Yeah. I, you know what is also funny?
What?
I know all of the actors and actresses by names on Friends except for Phoebe. I don't know Phoebe's real name.
Real name. She's Phoebe. But I did decide.
No, that, no, her real, like, the actress.
Well, no, I know that. I don't know it either.
Okay.
But I would.
Lisa Kudrow. Yes. Oh, okay, there we go. Lisa Kudrow. Yes, I did know you that. You did but, know that. Yeah, Matthew Perry, you know.
Courtney Cox, yeah. I would like to name either one of our daughters or another dog. I want to name her Phoebe.
Yeah, let's go dog. Okay. I don't know that I love that for a human.
Phoebe's a cute name. All right, back to what I was
okay,
starting
yeah,
with.
Let's get to it. Yeah, you're the, I rudely
you know what I realized
you.
I was listening to our last podcast?
Yeah.
I say tangent a lot.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we went off on a tangent. Yeah. You took me on a tangent. I have to think of new words.
Yeah.
You took me on a new journey.
There you go.
Back to my journey.
Okay. All right. Back to your journey.
So rapid fire, because okay. This is going to relate into some other stuff I want to talk to you about.
Oh, cool.
Okay. You have to answer quickly with a yes or no.
I'll try to be quick.
Quick rapid fire,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to say either me or you.
Okay.
Okay. Who's a better cook?
Me.
Who's a better spouse?
You.
Who has a worse temper?
You.
Who's smarter?
You.
That's the one that I wanted you to rapid fire on.
Really?
Is
okay.
Who's smarter?
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
You really think you're a better cook than I am? That was fucked up.
Is that the one that hurt your feelings?
That
the
hurt
most?
My feelings. That oh, for shit. Sure. I was like, who's a better cook? Me. Obviously, he's going to say me. First one.
You are an incredible cook. I just think I'm an incredibler.
I won Chopped.
I think I'd walk on Chopped and beat everybody.
I think I could beat your ass on Chopped.
I just made a delicious meal right before
your
this.
Meal was dog shit. It was literally ground beef and vegetables.
It was fresh garlic, onion, jalapeno, mushrooms, the spices in a little cumin, some oh, it was
no,
delicious.
No, there was no soul in your food.
Over a bed of rice.
No soul. Your food has a zero soul. I'm sorry.
Okay, keep
I took
rapid.
That personally.
Okay.
Who's more likely to go to jail?
You.
Who's the bigger pain in the ass?
Me.
Who's better in bed?
You.
Who takes pain better?
You.
Who's better at relaxing?
Me.
That's true. All right.
Yeah.
So I do agree. I do think I take pain better than you do.
Okay.
I think
who's better. So you've been complaining about some pain for the past couple weeks.
You don't know.
No, I know that,
you
but
you will never understand.
But if the roles were reversed and I'm just gonna put it out there, if I was complaining about my testicles for a week, you would make me go to the doctor.
I have had breast pain.
Yes.
For
and I didn't mean to put out your personal you
for a few months now.
I didn't mean to put no and no yes, no it, off, and on, few, off and on.
When I'm PMSing,
yeah,
my boobs hurt. All yeah. Right. And yes, I'm going to go to the doctor because it's like extreme breast pain. Not that everybody needs to know about my tits. But you can see them on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah. See a nice little plug. Yeah. But if I was talking about my testicles like this, you would make me go to the doctor. Or you would say,
yeah,
okay,
not-
I don't want to hear another complaint about your nuts. Or you can either complain again about your nuts and go to the doctor or
that's
stop.
That's because when you had a kidney stone, you
that's
thought
what
you
I
were
was
dying.
Getting into. Yeah.
You thought you were dying.
Man, I thought I was really, I thought I had something
and
really
breast
wrong.
Pain is normal. And okay. The extreme pain that I'm having, I don't know is normal.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go to the doctor.
Yeah, we need to, no, I do. I think you take pain better. Okay. Yeah.
I shattered my forearm in a fight.
Yeah. You take pain better.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, okay. So the point of this was who's smarter? That's what I wanted to go into. I feel like we got into a conversation the other day.
Yeah.
Where, and I was like, okay, you know what? If I were asked, I don't know why I go through these like scenarios. If someone were to ask me out of you or myself who is more books. Oh, it's because we were doing like trivia and those word games.
We're playing Wordle.
Wordle.
Yeah.
So I do believe that you are more book smart than I am. You went to college, you have a degree, you probably know a lot more about like trivia and facts.
I've also been on this earth a little longer than you.
You are really old, so that definitely
hey.
But I think that I respectfully
yeah
may have lived through more worldly challenges that put me like I know yeah. more about business
yeah finance, yeah, yeah
politics
yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I'm not as previous episodes have stated, I'm not the best financial.
No.
Not the smartest financially. So,
and then yesterday, we didn't get into a fight, but you knew that their likelihood of us getting into a fight was very high.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you like sneak away and you're cleaning our bedroom, putting all of our laundry away, because I had the lovely task of going through all of our bank statements
yeah.
and organizing things for our CPA.
Yeah.
And so I had to type what all of your expenses were. And I was like, oh, football cards, buying football cards. Yeah. So I had a real eye-opening experience with how much money you're spending on football cards.
Yeah. It's not that crazy, but...
No,
yeah.
It is that crazy.
Okay, well, let's just move past
but,
that.
That being
you're
said...
You're making me nervous. I'm starting to sweat now.
That being said, I secured a new Louis Vuitton bag today.
Yes.
So I got to go pick it up tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I earned it.
Yeah, you did.
Because you spent all your money on football cards. I earned a new yeah. purse.
And you work hard.
And I do work hard, so... All right. So one of the biggest things that are trending right now... Okay. And I know I said you would take us away because I know you have stuff planned.
Yeah.
For this podcast.
Oh, no. You... Yeah.
Let's talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yes. Just got announced yesterday.
This is going to be a hot topic until they fight.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts knowing, because I know Mike Tyson is like your favorite boxer or one of your favorite boxers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's times before you fight in the locker room, in the hotel room.
Yeah.
You just play Mike Tyson inspirational like speeches and fights and like his.
I go to YouTube and there's a certain like highlight video and it's all like it's his greatest like interviews and most
inappropriate things that he said.
And man, it gets me pumped up.
Oh, it gets you so pumped up. I know how much you love Mike Tyson. Yeah. I love Mike Tyson. Gonna go down as one of the greatest boxers of all time.
Yeah.
That being said, do you want this fight to happen?
No.
I don't either.
It's horrible. So a couple schools of thought. For one, I don't want it to happen because, you know, as much respect as Mike Tyson deserves, mm-hmm. you know, he's 57 years old. And unfortunately, Father Time's undefeated.
Absolutely.
And I just don't love the thought of, you know, him putting himself out there in his legacy like this, you mm-hmm. know, fighting. I get the payday. I get the
but
money.
Does Mike Tyson need it?
Yeah, that's the other thing is, you know, though, when you're making money and stuff, you know,
you
start to spend more money and you do these things. So who knows?
Sure.
I mean, I can't imagine he needs the money, but I mean, you never know. And you always want to set up the generations after you or whatever mm-hmm. his thought process is. But, you know, it sucks. But I think it's ridiculous of Jake Paul to even want to set this fight up.
And that's the thing. Like, I can appreciate everything that the Paul brothers do.
For sure. 100%.
Jake and Logan, extremely smart.
Hardworking.
I commend them for the hard work that they've put into their craft.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, Infamous or Notorious or if it's, you know, whatever your thoughts on behind everything that they do, it's all very strategic.
Yep.
They've gotten themselves in trouble before in the past for some of their like antics, but they're really smart. They've created a way to transcend just one avenue that they were so good at, which is like the YouTube social media realm, and now basically take over MMA, boxing, WWE. They like Logan in WWE, he's really good.
Yeah, he's super good.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
So the way they've been able to carry what they've done in one industry and just like take over is pretty incredible. But yes, I don't know how a win over Mike Tyson, as incredible as it would be, beating 57-year-old Mike Tyson, if that really is commendable. I don't know how many people actually... I know we're all going to tune in.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. This is exactly what it said. I yep. guarantee you, you know, the millions of podcasts out there, mm-hmm. the whatever, most of them are talking about this. And here exactly. we are sitting here talking about this fight. And so whether it's commendable or, you know, whatever our thoughts are on it, mm-hmm. he's getting exactly what he wants. And you know, for them, it's, they've done these controversial things in the past. This is another one, but it's doing exactly what
yeah.
he wants. So, I mean, in the end there, he's again being very smart because yeah, a win because over 57 year old Mike Tyson, no like real fight fans going to look at that and say like, oh damn, mm-hmm. you know, he beat 57 year old, but all the, you know, younger YouTube followers and all this are going to see like, oh yeah, probably people who've never even seen Mike Tyson fight and just hear like, oh yeah, this was the greatest heavyweight of all time. Yeah. And Jake Paul knocked him out or Jake Paul beat him. And, you know, and that's, they're going to, so yeah, he's doing just another really smart thing. It, to me, it's just crazy that, Mike Tyson's camp and the people in his corner and all this would tell him to go do it. But again, who knows what the motives are for him and, mm-hmm. you know, the money situation, all that. And they're both going to get paid a lot of money. So,
oh, absolutely. And it's going to be on Netflix. So it's not even a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Everybody who has Netflix is going to watch it.
Yeah.
Huge deal for Netflix. Everyone's going to go subscribe. I feel like Netflix has kind of been on, I mean, I don't know if I've paid attention much to their stock, but they made a few changes in their business model that I think affected them negatively.
Yeah.
So I think this is a really smart transition to get some of that back. But yeah, I just, you know, I was listening to Barstool Sports on this as well, and they made the point too that it's like none of us really want this to happen that are real fight fans, but we're all going to watch, which is absolutely true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will though say that I'm becoming earlier on when Jake was doing these fights and stuff, I was more intrigued to watch. I've become less and less interested in like watching. Like when I saw it yesterday, when I saw it announced, I honestly was like, I mean, I'm not going to watch it. It's just not really, it just doesn't get me that excited because I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to be, it's
well, going to be what, you know, it is, and at first I feel like people are like, ooh, this like YouTuber stepping into real fights. And I think the trajectory of his career, he really is becoming a real boxer. He's talented. His striking is getting better, but that's why I feel like I want to see him fight people that are, in the same age range, in the same category, in the same.
Well, even did you know he fought last week?
I did, but I did because I saw on Twitter, but I did not know
that he had a fight.
No,
right?
Beforehand, I had no idea beforehand that he was fighting.
You
I
didn't, saw the guy he fought,
the Uber driver.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like, you know, I don't really care to watch these, but I mean, you know, but that's probably he's a polarizing figure already. Every pro boxer's journey up there is, you know, they're going to be fighting because they're getting set up to, you know, they build these boxers up like this. And, you know, fortunately for him, he's getting built up fighting real names, you know, I'll bet they're 30 years older than he is and stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy, but that's the fight world right now, and
it's crazy.
Like I said, he's getting everything he wanted from this because we're talking about it. Everybody's it's probably the biggest.
I mean, Mike Tyson's like 15 or 16 years older than my dad.
Yeah, and even to put this in perspective, like this is probably being talked about more than the actual fight that's happening tonight, the Anthony Joshua Francis Ngannou, like,
which is huge.
This matchup between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, I guarantee is being spoken about more than
absolutely. So it was crazy. All over my Facebook and Twitter, and that's why I felt like we needed to. We got to talk about it. Yeah. We obviously have opinions.
For sure.
And I think just because we grew up as fight fans and watching these boxers, and you just don't want to see their legacy tarnished. And I think that's the biggest fear of ours going into it, like, yeah, at least have it be, I mean, a good fight, or I, like, I just, I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm expecting.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't, like, to really, I don't know that it will necessarily tarnish his legacy. I mean, I'm thinking about it, I'm already, like, under the assumption that Jake Paul wins the fight and Mike Tyson loses and all this. I don't know. I mean, I guess for the immediate time, especially because fight fans are so fickle, right afterwards, you know, maybe his legacy will be tarnished for a little bit. But I think, you know, once it, when another dust settles, year, yeah, the dust settles and, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, I want to do two things.
Okay.
One, I want to say, if you guys can see the plaque, we officially got our YouTube plaque for 100,000 subscribers. Yes. So we promised last episode that if you commented your stripper name, then we were going to pick a fan to win a giveaway.
Yeah.
So here we have signed, signed photos,
yep,
of you looking gorgeous and bloody. Yep. Me and my iconic American flag photo. We have some signed gloves. Yep. And I want to announce our winner of our contest. Well, not really a contest, just like our thank you. And we picked Mike Patterson.
Oh, Mike Patterson.
Mike Patterson, send us an email and with your address, and you are going to get a fan appreciation pack.
Yep.
And
Couple picks,
some signed boxing some gloves.
Signed Everlast gloves.
And those are nice gloves. So. Those are really nice gloves.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you a thank you. And I want to do more of these because I know that without our subscribers and our fans, we would not
100%
be a kick-ass love story podcast.
Yeah.
We'd be just a kick-ass love story.
Yep.
Because that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Okay, that was, I wanted to do a quick thank you for 100,000 subscribers. Really cool. All right, back to, all right, so this is going to be me picking on you for a little while.
Oh, gosh, damn it. Okay,
and then you can pick on me.
Okay,
oh, yeah, and if anybody can tell, my face is really swollen. Yeah. I got a procedure done. It's called Morpheus 8, and nobody's that watches this is gonna care, but my face is really swollen because they go in and they like basically like shove needles, like a bunch of them,
yeah,
so deep they like hit your bone, and then it is supposed to like dissolve the fat around your chin so you get this beautiful sculpted jawline.
We get up this morning and which we were actually filming a couple days.
Yeah, this was on Monday.
Yeah, we're filming a few days later than what we normally, because your face was a little fucked swollen. So we got up this morning and I see your face and it definitely was a little swollen.
It still is. I tried to put makeup on. It looked like I had a tooth pulled.
That's exactly what looked you like said. A little chipmunk. And so that was like, well, just wear the ski mask, the Yes Daddy's ski
mask. I have this like bright green ski mask and it says Yes Daddy on it, and then it's a full face ski mask.
I almost convinced her it was gonna be that and then lingerie. It was gonna be a nice
It was outfit. Close. Yeah. It was close, but I'd save the Yes Daddying for
I almost got you to do it.
For too. You and for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay. So but this is my turn to pick on you. Okay, so nobody pick on me for my swollen face. Anyways. Yeah.
So I can take it.
So you get on these weird, random, I want to say, oh, sorry, my phone's ringing. Okay. And it's on do not disturb. Okay. You get on these weird, random, I want to put in air quotes, health.
Yes.
Obsessions.
Here we go.
So last night you're in the bathtub and you're like, hey babe, I ordered toe spacers on Amazon. It's like, why in the hell did you order toe spacers?
They were $7.
But why?
Because my foot, I fractured.
Your toe, your baby toe.
Well, I dislocated my baby toe and I never got it put back into place, right? And then I fractured the top of my foot like 9 months ago, 8 months ago. And
me too.
Yeah, and but mine, yeah, but you went to the doctor, you healed yours, right?
I wore a boot and you did not.
Yes, and I didn't, and I tried to gut through everything, and anyways, I'm having a little pain, and you know, I started reading about some stuff, and someone, I read something talking about foot spacer, toe spacers, mm-hmm. and how that can relieve some pain and yes. go. And so, yes, I got.
And I told you, awesome, give them a try, but I promise you're not going to wear them.
Yeah.
Because I did point, like yes. ballet point, yeah. for a very long time.
Yep.
And I actually got like bunions, and one of like my big toe was like growing over my little toe.
Yeah.
And so I would wear toe spacers, and they do not work.
Yeah.
And they're very uncomfortable. So I'm yeah. curious when you get your toe spacers and how long they last for.
I'm so excited.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to read off a list of weird health obsessions that you,
okay.
crazes that you get into, obsess with, and then immediately abandon.
Yeah. So, I give them a week or two, but yeah. okay, go ahead.
Toe spacers.
Yeah.
Your chakra mat.
My Shakti mat.
Shakti mat.
Yeah.
Your neck strengthener.
No. Let's go back to the Shakti mat. Because then yesterday, this was brought up right after, while I was in the bathtub about the... and I just got this mat. I believe I got it Monday.
Uh-huh.
And Monday night, I did 20 minutes yep. laying on it. And for those listening who aren't sure what it is, it's a pad. And it's got needles. It's got like...
They're supposed to replicate needles, yeah. but they're these like sharp... They're plastic, but they're points.
Yes, they're so very sharp.
Stabbing your back in like yeah. 1,000 places.
6,000.
6,000 places. Yeah,
6,000 little spikes. And so I lay on it, you know, and they tell you build up, do 2 to 6 minutes your first session, and, you know, 20 minutes for the full effect, which... I went right into and to 20 did minutes. 20.
Uh-huh.
So this was on Monday. Well,
and we're going to plug a picture of your back.
Yes, it did make my back a little sore for a few days. So yes. then in the bathtub last night, you know, she's like, man, you use that mat one time, you'll never fucking use it again. And so I was like, oh, really? So as soon as I got out of the bath, I laid on it yeah, again for 20
stabbed
minutes.
Stabbed yourself.
And it feels really good, actually.
So but, you're going to okay. keep up on the Shakti mat.
I'm doing it again tonight. It okay. helped me sleep. Made we'll me feel great.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Okay.
Your neck strengthener that you used to do all the time, which you should keep doing.
Yes, I should keep doing it. But I don't know what happened, but the swivel thing on it got kind of rusted. And so it just wasn't catching really okay. well.
You used to use a grip, one of those grip squeezers all the time to strengthen your grip.
Yes. Well, yes. And that was because my...
Can I keep going?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You used to use a Theragun every day.
Yeah.
We have a Theragun. You haven't used it in years.
Okay.
Red light therapy. You've been off your red lighting.
Because you moved it from my little spot. Because
why do you need to use it in the guest bathroom? Can't you use it in our bedroom?
Because I like shut the door and I get like... Okay, go ahead.
But I like our guest bathroom to look cute. It doesn't need to have this giant red light therapy machine in it.
Okay.
Okay. Wim Hof breathing. Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
It's been a while, but I was doing that all the time.
Yep, infrared yes. saunaing.
Infrared sauna.
You used to infrared sauna every day. We don't have an infrared sauna anymore.
No, but I do sauna almost every single
Your
day.
Compression boots.
I just used those like 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I just used those 2 days ago.
You used to wake up and do lemon juice and salt every morning.
Now I've moved to, I have an actual electrolyte powder and okay. I do that.
All right. I think that's all I have.
Unbelievable.
So out of all the therapy obsessions that you've yes. tried.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite and which one are you actually going to continue?
You are forgetting the little game ready thing that I just got.
Oh, you just bought a game ready, which yeah. is like a
ice. No, I bought the knockoff version of it because the
game ready is expensive, yeah. but it's like a compression ice sleeve that yeah. like ices and compresses your injuries.
I've been
injuries.
Using that every day.
You just bought it, so we'll yeah. see how long that lasts.
But my favorite, the sauna cold plunge.
Sauna and cold plunge, yeah. of course. Those
I'll never not have a sauna and cold plunge.
Yeah, I'll always sauna and cold plunge as yeah. well. But you're a funny guy.
Yeah.
You get on funny little health kicks.
Yeah.
They're always interesting to me because new weird things will show up. Like, why don't you use your grip strengthener? For a while, you were buying like kits of grip strengtheners.
I bought one kit, not kits. I did get one, but that was right after I had I've had three hand surgeries. And so it was right after to get the strength back. Now my grippers are good now.
They're good to yeah. go.
So if unfortunately I do break my hand again and have to get an operation.
Oh, I forgot one.
Okay.
Cupping. We bought a cupping device.
I was never into the cupping. You were the cupper. Okay. Which, yes, you haven't been a little cuppy for a while.
Because I need you to put it on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I actually can't do the cupping on my back for a while because I just got my back tattooed again.
Yeah, new tattoo. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Boy, okay.
I started us off real hot and strong.
Yes, you did.
Picking on you, saying I'm smarter than you.
Yep.
You did say that you're a better cook than me. And
yeah.
That is going to hurt my feelings for a while.
I felt bad for a little bit. I don't know.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's fine. I forgive you.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have for us?
Can you imagine if we were... if we were sitting in a pod and we had a wall up between us and we're having this conversation right now?
Oh my gosh.
Would we fall in love? Would we fall in love and say yes?
So I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
So yes, we became obsessed with the show Love is Blind. I
wouldn't say we became obsessed.
You too were obsessed.
I wasn't obsessed, but I was curious.
Do you believe, now this is the real question.
Okay, okay.
Do you believe Love is Blind?
No, I don't. I don't. I think your odds of finding love without seeing the person are very, very slim.
So I don't think it's impossible.
No, it's certainly not impossible.
I think that there is something to physical attraction.
Yes.
And I think physical attraction is very, very important.
Yes.
And I don't know if they're on the show long enough for like physical attraction to not be an issue. Like,
yeah.
I would understand if like you're on Love is Blind, like, and you're communicating and falling for this person over a year span.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But over just that quick, short period that they're in the pods and on this reality show. I don't think so.
No, it's like catching lightning in a bottle or whatever that saying is. Obviously it can happen because we had seen there was one couple who got married, but out of all of them, there was just one couple that made it.
Yeah. And it was kind of the couple we expected from the get-go to make it.
Yeah. It's one of those things for sure. I think, you know, you can get to a point in a relationship where, you know, like, if now something crazy happened and you like lost a leg or something and you...
Just losing a... That was bad.
No, okay. Okay, you're in Gotham City and you get pushed into a tub of acid or something and you become more dysmorphed or whatever. I the love that I have for you as a person now would be,
so you'd know, stay with me. But if I lost a leg, you...
No, I would stay with you. Yeah, if you lost a leg too. Yeah,
I don't think losing a limb makes you any less attractive.
Well, no, but you know, yeah, there's some... Yeah,
okay. But yes, if you were...
That, you're right.
That was
bad. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So if you're...
No, let's go back to the Gotham City and you get pushed into a pool of acid and you came out crazy looking, then yeah, I'd still love you because I'm in love with your heart, your soul, like your person.
Way to run that one back. That was good. But if I did get dropped into a pool of acid, I would have superpowers. So that's good.
Mythically you would, but...
Oh, so then like unmythically, I'm just going to fall into a pool of acid and not die.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So, yeah.
If I'm going in acid, I'm coming out with superpowers.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But yes, Love is Blind was an incredible... I don't fall for like reality shows very often.
Yeah.
That was one I really got into.
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny because like all the memes that have gone around and all that, it's like... wives or girlfriends who like filming their husbands and
like secretly watching
it was legitimately that's exactly how it was. I'm like in playing games or whatever and I come out and
peek around
what you're doing, and then you know I finish and then I'm like watching for 5-10 minutes. I'm like, the hell am I watching?
Why am I watching
this? I didn't see like the first... I didn't see almost, and no, I don't think I saw a single episode of them like talking in the pods or whatever.
Yeah.
I only saw right after.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, it's interesting. It's a intriguing. Good show. But no, I don't think the experiment of is love blind. There's a lot of things like, you know, expecting to get married and people have different philosophies and ideologies and, you know, whether save yourself for marriage, like sleeping with the other person and stuff. I just have a different
philosophy. Yeah. All right. Ball up right here.
Yeah.
You've never met me before.
Yeah.
You have no idea who's on the other side.
Okay.
First thing you say.
I'm picturing it right now.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Eyes are closed. Yeah.
Door shut. Sit down.
Yeah. Gosh. Maybe like, hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi. How you doing? I don't know. I would say something like funny to try to break
the eyes. Yeah. And if she didn't know the next lyrics, cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it would be
something funny.
Yeah,
that's good.
I don't know. It would be weird. I wouldn't voluntarily go for that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for a while I was entertaining the idea of being on The Bachelorette or being like The Bachelorette, but then I met you.
You met me. Yeah.
Meat.
Yeah. Saw me walk in and you saw meat walk in.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But see,
you
didn't hear me or you didn't hear me talk. You didn't.
Nope.
Yeah. You walked saw into me. The
gym just like that with socks and sandals on.
Yep.
Those big old ears.
Yep.
In a mohawk.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the one.
Yeah. So maybe love has 20/20 vision.
Maybe love has 20/20 vision.
Yeah, they need to do a spinoff of the show. You never talk to the person. You just sit there and look at them for a while. You just
look and touch each other.
Yes, you're not allowed to make any...
Go.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're not allowed to say or do anything. You guys just sit across from each other in a room for like an hour every day. And you do this for 2 months. And then... you see at the end if, you know,
Do
you get married or not?
We were in Ireland.
Yes.
I'm flipping through the TV.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
Yes.
Big old dick.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is a show like this.
So I'm flipping through. Boom. Penis.
Yeah.
Up close and personal.
Yep.
Uncut. Right in my face.
Yes. I forgot that there is a show.
It's called Naked Attraction.
Yes.
And that has come. So originally it was a UK-based show.
Uh-huh.
They have brought it to America. I believe you can find it on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. I just watched it. It's called Naked Attraction.
Yeah.
So it starts one person. I'm the dater. Yeah. And there is, I believe, six not pods, but like tubes.
Yeah.
And it slowly unveils all six people.
Yeah.
And it goes, they're butt naked.
Yeah.
And it goes little by little. So first, boom, the tube raises, right? All you can see is their genitals.
Yeah, waistline.
Yep. So you go through and you get up close and you look at their genitals. Yep. Like, so I'm looking for the penis. I'm like, okay, yeah, I could work with that. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, that penis. Like, they get in there and they judge people's genitals, like, up and down. Like, ooh, okay, I like a little bit of hair.
It's good, crazy. Yeah.
Good balls. I could use a little bit more length. Like, it's nuts. So then. What
are you talking about? Sorry. Yeah, I don't want to hear you commenting on that.
I saw yours right away and I was very, very pleased. Still am. Still pleased.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. You would be my number one choice.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good.
Way to save yourself.
You want me to give you compliments on it?
No.
Okay,
no,
you want specifics?
No.
So then the people eliminate one genital. Say, okay, you know what? That one, not the biggest fan. Swipe.
Yeah.
So because it's, anyway, so they'll get rid of one. So then all of a sudden it's less of a five. So then it moves up to the chest.
Yep.
So then you get to see their chest. And they do, obviously, men, women, bisexual. So you have choices.
Yeah.
They have different types of episodes. So then it goes up and you're judging their chest, their boobs. Like, ooh, I like that. I like that. I like their tattoos. And then, all right, then it goes up one more, and then you get to see their face, and they're slowly eliminating people.
Yeah, someone, one person gets eliminated each
section. Time, strictly based on naked looks.
Yes.
Naked.
And then I think, like, then they speak, they say, like, something, so you hear their voice, and then at the very end, when it's down to, like, two people left, then the person choosing also gets naked. And so there's three naked folks sitting there.
Yes.
And
is by far one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, and I guess it is very, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it's not like a long-term reality show. Each episode is new cast, new people.
Yep.
Something like that, where you should be in a pod. And it should be glass so you can't hear each other.
Yes.
But you can only talk with your body.
Yeah.
But like a longer show.
That would be crazy. That would be
crazy, like a longer format.
Yes. Okay.
I like that a lot.
I like that.
That's... Or half talking, but you're in...
No, you can't talk. You can't say anything. Mm-hmm. You can't express any emotion. You just have to be... It's just the physical appearance of somebody.
Yes. And you have to decide.
Yes.
Can I handle that?
Can I handle that?
In my life.
Yep. And then you get married. And then,
Then you get married. And...
No. So then, then you propose like they do on the show.
Yeah.
You know, you get engaged. And then it's, you know, a couple months of you're engaged. And then you can start talking. And then it's like... Okay, are we getting married or not? And then you come to find out that, you know, one of those, I can't say what I was going to say. I was going to quote Michael Scott, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this is the time that we're the most appropriate.
Well, when it was filmed, I think you could say more things than you could say.
Understandable. Yeah. All right.
I was going to say, jokes on you. That guy right there is a wanted animal rapist. One of my favorite episodes. Yeah.
That's Michael Scarn.
Michael Scarn.
Michael Scarn, when they're doing, what is his movie called?
It's Threat Level Midnight.
Threat Level Midnight.
Yeah.
And he shoots Toby.
He
shoots Toby's head off. Joke's on you.
That man was a wanted animal rapist.
And then it cuts to Michael Scott, and he goes, by far the most expensive film to shoot.
Scene to shoot. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So funny.
I'm an obsessed Office fan.
Dinner party and Threat Level Midnight.
Dinner party, Threat Level Midnight. I would say all of the Christmas episodes too.
Yes, I do love the Christmas. I've tried ordering a Nagasaki from Benihana's quite a few times.
they never know
what the hell I'm talking about.
Benihana needs to do so. Okay, so you know how Pam gets kicked out of
Chili's. Yes.
Pam gets kicked out of Chili's.
Yeah.
So later, Chili's comes back and was like, like Pam Beasley are now allowed to come back into Chili's. Like,
oh, really?
We revoke your
the real Chili's?
The real one.
Oh, that's so funny.
The real one tweeted it. So I feel like Benihana needs to come out with like offering
Nagasaki
for like a seasonal thing.
I need to try it, but a Nagasaki would be eggnog and sake. Yeah, Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
That sounds kind of good.
So gross.
Really? I think it sounds pretty good.
I just don't like the idea of mixing like creamy things with like acidic or like it separates. It's going to make it like cheese.
Yeah, but I mean, wait, what?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think you're torqued.
No, it's like putting, I don't know. Like if you have creamy drinks at a bar, like eventually it separates and it looks.
Yeah. No, you got to mix it and drink it.
Yeah.
Quick drink. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Where were we? Where were we?
I took you off on a.
On a tangent.
Yes.
You took me on a tangent.
We were talking about the Love is Blind.
Is Blind, naked people.
Let me see. I thought I wrote down a couple of things.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will say our last episode was good. We talked a lot about strippers, so not the worst thing to have a cleaner episode.
Okay. I want to get your thoughts because you did... You did the only thing we haven't touched on was You witnessed me clutch up a nice little dub on Call of Duty the other night.
Yes, I did.
I was playing a solo game.
Really impressive.
It was, huh? You got a little wet.
I hate that you said that.
It was cool. Moister than an oyster.
That's disgusting. I walk into your office last night, and you're telling all your friends, your brother.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, Paige watched me secure a solo dub last night. She got super wet.
It was really cool. Yeah, but it really was cool, right?
First you were like, oh yeah, taking my bitch to brunch, and then you're telling my friends that I got wet.
You were entertained.
My dad you listens were to entertained. This podcast.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry, sir, but you were entertained. Were you not?
I was proud of you. Okay, it I was know cool. how
I made some good plays.
I know how happy Call of Duty makes you. So
yeah,
I was proud of you.
Yeah, it was cool though.
Did but you ever drop your gamer tag? Because I know there's people that want to play with you.
Yeah, it's Meat. M-E-A-T.
That's it?
Yeah, Meat.
That's all they search for?
Well, I think. Yeah.
I'm sure that you have a longer username.
Okay, yeah. Let me pull up the app really quick. My name is Meat. M-E-A-T. My, find the Xbox. I believe
your gamer tag has to be longer than that.
Okay, yeah. I think it's... Let's see. I think it's... Maybe it's Mr. Van Zant 907?
I like that too.
Let's see. Let's pull it up really quick.
Okay. Let's pull it up. Dennis, let's talk about your dad's awesome Call of Duty-ing.
Yeah, what else? Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You found it.
Yeah, Mr. Van Zant 907. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep, you should be able to find me like that. And I think... Oh, yeah. Yep, that's it for sure.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I'll have to plug some pictures. So I have the pictures of your back after you got...
The Shakti mat.
The Shakti mat. I also have some crazy pictures of my face after I got the, needles in it.
Yeah.
Microneedling.
Yeah.
Very red.
Well, what else you got for me?
Oh, I was just going to say that was that pain is worse than tattoo pain.
The what pain?
The microneedling pain.
Really?
From the Morpheus. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'll schedule you an appointment.
No, thank you.
It'll get rid of all your wrinkles. Yeah. Oh, you broke your tooth yesterday.
Yes. Unfortunately, I've been...
You've been avoiding the dentist.
I've been avoiding the dentist for a few years.
Yeah.
And I think that time is about to come up.
Time to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Good thing our neighbor's a dentist.
So I do need to talk to him. But yeah, we went to the farmer's market on Sunday. We were going to leave, and I wasn't even going to get those dates. I got dates, and you had already purchased what you were going to get.
A hummus.
Yeah. And then I had to ask, hey, can I try one of those dates? And he was like, yeah. And she cut a little piece off and I ate it. I was like, damn it, that is so good. Okay, yeah, I'll get dates too. Mm-hmm. So then, ironically, I was gaming the other day. And so I was eating them kind of quick and I forgot they had a pit in it.
Oh, you bit the pit?
Yeah, and I broke my tooth.
Dang. But it has been 7 years since you gone to the dentist.
It's been a little while. Yeah.
So it's time.
Which, yeah, usually I determine whether I need to go to the dentist or not if I'm having tooth pain or something. I haven't had any tooth pain or anything like that. But, and although I broke the tooth, it must have been a filling that I have, but now I got a big hole in that tooth. And, but it doesn't hurt or anything.
Yeah, but if it's, you don't want
to
get.
Yeah, it probably needs to.
You should probably fix it.
Yeah, I'm honestly, it's back here. You couldn't even see it. I'm tempted to just
rip the tooth out.
Get it pulled. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Because I see people, they got that missing little tooth like that. It looks kind of cool.
It looks fine.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to get all gold teeth.
Yeah. So.
Are you still on the gold tooth train?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can think about it.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think? Honestly,
yeah,
about Power Slap.
There's only one reason you would ever bring Power Slap up.
No, I just want to know your honest opinion on Power Slap.
It's crazy.
What's crazier, bare knuckle boxing or power slap? Fuck.
Power slap.
It's crazier?
It's pretty crazy. You're sitting there, you're willingly just getting slapped.
Yeah.
Here's my thought, and I haven't even watched it.
We watch, obviously, all the highlights. And it trends pretty big on social media when crazy stuff happens.
I think I really would want to slap first.
You'd think so, right?
I think I'd want to be the first one to slap. But I don't really know how that works.
I don't know how it works either.
Yeah. I don't know how many people do, like, does everyone get knocked out?
I don't think so. But what if you don't get knocked out? How many slaps do you get?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if it's like a one slap, and then it's it, or
do you keep slapping until someone's
Why do you want to know what I think about?
It's none of your business on why I want to know.
Interesting.
It's none of your business. I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
I was curious.
Don't be thinking anything too crazy over there.
Listen, I live in my own little fantasy world.
Yes, you do.
I do whatever I want whenever I want to. Yes, you do.
Yep. Yeah.
So, just curious where your head was at.
Interesting. We might have to watch a little bit and see. And then I can come up with
Let's just see what it's about.
Yeah.
Let's go watch some episodes and get our own opinion.
Okay.
On it.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a coin toss on who strikes first.
Ooh. Really?
It's a coin toss
on who strikes first. And is it a one slap, and then you're done?
It's a one slap with 60 seconds to recover in between rounds.
So there's rounds?
There is rounds.
Holy shit. So you could get...
either 3 to 5 rounds.
Oh, shit. Damn, okay.
And maybe someone can quit? Or what if it goes through all 5 rounds? Okay.
Wow. Points. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Well, I guess now I go make you some food. I go cook for you.
Yeah, you should cook for
me. I'm the good cook.
Since you're the better cook.
Yeah.
You know what? That's fine. I am gonna get out of cooking for the next few days because you think you're a better cook than me.
I just made you a delicious meatloaf.
Your meatloaf was overcooked.
Yeah, it was overcooked. No, honestly, that wasn't my favorite.
Really good.
It was good, but it wasn't my best. But I also, I used turkey and yeah.
I like turkey.
I do too, but it wasn't my best one for sure.
Yeah, all right. But, well, we still have some good stuff to look forward to.
Yep.
We have my fight May 11th.
Yep.
Filming a movie coming up.
Yep.
You're still waiting on a fight.
Yeah.
An opponent. Struggling a little bit there getting an opponent. We have a lot of cards that are exciting.
Yep,
potential.
Yep.
So we should announce that soon.
Yeah.
Anything else in your world? What else is going on in your world?
Not really. No.
Yeah.
No. We're going to. Yeah. Not a whole lot going on.
Okay.
So we're just going to ride the wave.
Ride the wave.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do power slap or something.
Riveting. Riveting podcast content.
Yeah. That's all I got for today.
Is that all you got? How long have we been going for?
53. Yeah, 53. Perfect.
How do you feel about 53?
Great.
Great?
Yeah.
All right. You look hot.
You do too.
Thanks. Yeah. Even with my swollen little face.
Of course.
But that's all right. It'll heal. Dennis, thank you for an awesome episode.
Yep.
Wake up.
Yeah, we'll...
Thank you again to our subscribers and to our followers for 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. That was a really big milestone, so we're really excited. Thank you, guys. Any other news that we have coming up, you'll find it here first.
Yes.
So, I guess we'll see. But anyway, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, comment, share, email us if you want to chat. We're in the comments every day also responding, but we email as well.
Yeah.
Mike Patterson, send us your email address and we'll get your prize sent out. And that's it. It's Kick-Ass Love Story.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
Yes.
Yay.
I'll see you in the kitchen.
I'll see you in the kitchen.